This is Neil Whiteside.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome into the studio and to welcome to Cambridge, Maddie Forver. Maddie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
That's okay. I can tell by your accent you're not from around these parts.
I am not. I'm a bit far away from home.
So whereabouts are you from? Tell us your story.
I'm from Plymouth, Michigan in the United States.
Okay. And what brings you to Cambridge?
I'm here studying environmental policy in the Department of Land Economy here at the University of Cambridge.
Okay. Now, this is part of a scheme that's run by Rotary.
That's right.
So what? Tell us your story back in the States then. What were you studying and how did you get into that?
Sure. So I studied environmental analysis at Pomona College in Los Angeles. And that was a small liberal arts school where I really focused on environmental policy, economics, and education. That was really my passion, is how do you inspire other kids and students to observe the natural world and to care about it and to want to make a difference too. And so I received a scholarship through Rotary International to continue my studies here in the UK.
That's what brings you to the UK, and it couldn't really be a better time, can it? Because we've got all these warnings that we've got 12 years before it all goes to hell in a handcart. And frankly, it's down to your generation to help us fix it, because we seem to be doing a pretty poor job of it ourselves.
Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah, but you started off at a very young age getting involved in environmental activities, is that right?
Yes, that's right. I grew up in Michigan, which is a wonderful state. We have a lot of water, we have our Great Lakes and forests, and so I grew up playing in my backyard with my brothers, and that's really where my interest in the environment stemmed from.
But you didn't just say, oh, look, I'm going to go around identifying beetles and leaves and things like that. You actually decided you're going to look at man's impact on.
That's right. Yeah. So Jane Goodall, who was my absolute hero, really inspired me to want to become a scientist when I grew up. And I admired her work studying chimpanzees. And today she's a United Nations messenger of peace. And her message is really that everyone can make a difference every single day. And so, inspired by her work, I decided at the ripe old age of 11... that I was going to save orangutans.
And how are you going to do that?
Well, my plan was to stop deforestation.
Okay, that sounds like a reasonable plan, to be honest.
Very, very achievable.
Yeah.
And so I started researching why orangutans' habitat were being cleared in the first place, and learned that palm oil, which is an ingredient in 70% of the products in American grocery stores, was actually in the Girl Scout cookies I sold. And so I started a school campaign to get the Girl Scouts to adopt sustainable palm oil, and that single petition turned into an 8-year-long national media campaign.
Oh, for goodness sake. So what happened? You what did you do? Did you write to somebody and say, hello, I'm selling these cookies, and by the way, I don't like what's in them?
Yes, actually I did. I created an email account, saveorangutans137@hotmail.com, and emailed the head of the Girl Scouts in New York City, and I said, you know, the Girl Scouts' mission is to make the world a better place and to use resources wisely, and an ingredient in your cookies is causing deforestation, and so we should take the palm oil out. And I received a response back saying, oh, well, palm oil's in so many products and really don't worry about this. And so it was actually, yeah.
Really? It's in so many products, we really should start to worry about it. Exactly right. So how did you react to that?
Well, that only, you know, fueled my fire. And so I actually did get to meet Dr. Jane at a Roots and Shoots conference. And Roots and Shoots is her organization for young people. And so I presented my petition to her, and she actually didn't sign it, which was crushing.
She didn't sign
it? Here is my idol. But she actually changed the language on the petition and rewrote it to, I won't buy Girl Scout cookies unless it's from a sustainable source. So she was really the first environmental leader to take me seriously, but also to push me to consider what sustainability meant and to try to work within the Girl Scout organization instead of posing a boycott.
Okay. All right. So now I'm starting to get a picture. This isn't somebody who sort of wants to be an actress, thought might do media studies. This is something that's been in you from a very, very young age. And you're only, forgive me, how old now?
I'm 23.
Goodness, you've achieved more in your short life than so many people do who are twice, three times your age. So you're at university studying this, and then along comes Rotary. How does this work? What have they brought you here, and what are they going to do with you now you're here?
Yeah, so Rotary International is an amazing community organization. It's all over the world. And so I was very fortunate to receive a scholarship from three different clubs in Michigan and two districts, District 63A and 6400, which are in Plymouth and Ann Arbor, Michigan. And so under Rotary's interest of community and economic development, I received a scholarship to study environmental policy here at the University of Cambridge.
And are we one of the leading universities in the world? I mean, we usually are for most things, but are we one? Yes,
definitely.
So, so what are you going to hopefully get from your time here?
Yeah, so the Land Economy Department is unique to Cambridge.
Right.
And it's really an interdisciplinary department that focuses on the intersections of law, finance, economics, and policy. And so that's really my passion, is understanding land change and sustainable development. And so that's why I really wanted to come here. And Cambridge is also the leader in conservation. And so the David Attenborough Center just opened in 2015. Mm-hmm. And so I'm getting to meet conservationists from all over the world who are really the brightest minds.
Okay, and just looking at these minds, and is this something that is a groundswell amongst people of your age, you know, the younger generation? But you know, you're not young, but you're in the younger half of the. Is that something that is starting to catch on? Are you finding that this is a root and branch type thing now?
I think so. I think that young people are wanting to get engaged. They're more outspoken. We're using social media in the States. You're seeing people march and people show up and. Bigger ways, and there's a huge push right now. The midterm elections are just next week, and so at least in the United States, I think people want to see a difference, and maybe the field of conservation is changing, but everyone wants to buy responsible and ethical products, and I think that's been a generational shift.
What about the people like Trump, though? And I mean, and I don't wish to doubt, because we've just had our own budget here in the UK on Monday. And absolutely, as far as I'm aware, no reference to any energy, you know, carbon footprint. No reference to CO2. And what actually was tucked away in the budget is that the subsidies for electric vehicles and things like that are being slashed. What do we do about the? There seems to be it's either stalling or it. What's your take on it at the top of the tree there?
Oh geez, well I think when our public leaders aren't leading, then it takes us citizens to pick up the slack. And so it was very disappointing to see the United Nations pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Mm. But you're seeing companies step up. And at least in the palm oil industry, that's really what happened with the result of our campaign. We saw Michigan-based Kellogg's announce a deforestation-free policy, Cargill, Wilmar. And so my real work is saying, okay, you politicians, watch our lead. And as long as we can get these companies to adopt responsible policies to cut back on emissions, and that's at least one place to start.
So, would you? I mean, you presumably see yourself as a lobbyist in the most general of terms. Would you ever see yourself actually going into politics, full stop?
That's a good question. I think if there was the right opportunity to lead, yes. I think it's really important for young women to see themselves in politics or really any sector as a leader. That's not necessarily what we're expected to become, but I've been really fortunate to be mentored by incredible political women all over the world. I actually met a woman named Musa Kua, who's a member of parliament in Cambodia, and she's a leading victim or a leading advocate for land grabbing victims. And so it was through politics that she was able to have that voice and to make that impact for women across the country.
Wow, you're going to have a busy life at this rate, aren't you? Are you getting to see much of the UK while you're here?
I want to, yes. I have been busy in the library this first month, but my plan is to start exploring more. I did get to see Coventry at the very beginning and to learn more about that city's history. I got to meet Rotary scholars who are studying at, I believe, 17 UK universities, and so is quite an international cohort. And I'm headed to London next week. I'm going to Bristol. So, yeah, I'm definitely making time to see as much as I can while I'm here.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I hope it gives you all the benefits that you intend. I hope you get to meet and work with these people that sound to me like they're all on your wavelength.
Thank you.
Where would you see us in, if you had your wish, what sort of time frame are we looking at? Are we looking at immediate changes being made now, or have we got to look to the mid to long term, or is it a mixture of a bit of everything?
Well, I think we need those immediate shifts, but also recognizing that policy takes time to change. And if I could give any message to young people, it's to go into policy, because those are really the rules that shape how our society is made. And some people say, oh, policy is boring, it's pages and pages, but that's important, and you can shape that policy.
That's what people sign up to, isn't it?
Yeah, so it may seem boring on the outset, but that's how you can have a sustainable impact.
Excellent. Well, Maddie, it's been lovely. You've worn me out with your enthusiasm just being here, and I find it gratifying, encouraging to hear youngsters going, no, there's a root and branch problem, and we're going to take steps to fix it. So well done.
Thank you.
Well done to Rotary for bringing you to the UK. Well done to you for getting that scholarship. I hope it all goes very well. Hopefully we'll catch up with you again before you go as well. That would be lovely, yeah?
Great. Thanks for having
me. Excellent. That's Maddie Vorver. She's over here thanks to Rotary Club of Cambridge. She's studying at Cambridge University for a year.